Brothers and sisters, that is the future generation.
弟兄姐妹们，那就是我们的下一代，将来的一代。
You'll have a lot to work with.
你们要对付他，有很多事情要做的。
We have grandchildren 9, 7, 6, and 3, so we know, we kind of know that group.
他有四个孙子，大概9岁、7岁啊，6岁、3岁啊。他知道怎样，这个很麻烦的对付这些孩子。
Today I wish all the mothers here a joy-filled special Mother's Day.
我今天希望在座的所有母亲都有一个快乐的很好的母亲节。
A woman named Anna Jarvis is credited with creating the first Mother's Day celebration at a church service honoring her mother.
以前有个妇人叫 Anna Jarvis， 她是第一个在教会里面有这样在这里庆祝这个母亲节，能够给她的母亲荣耀的第一个人。
It was May 10th, 1908.
大概是5月10号1908年这个事情在那个时候发生。
Carnations were her mother's favorite flowers.
她母亲最喜爱的一种花就是叫康乃馨。
So her daughter chose white.
这个是白色的康乃馨
，because they represented sweetness and purity and endurance of a mother's love.
这个白色就代表这个这甜美的、纯洁的和这个母亲的忍耐的爱。
But in time, the red carnation became the symbol of a living mother.
那时候，时间过了以后呢，那个红色的康乃馨呢，就代表这个妈妈还在的妈妈。
And white now signifies that the mother has passed away.
这个白色的康乃馨现在就代表这个已经过世的妈妈了。
My mother was 89 when she left with Jesus for heaven.
我的妈妈在89岁的时候去见主耶稣基督的。
And my mother-in-law was 96.
我的岳母是96岁的时候去见耶稣的。
And I realize that this day isn't happy for all women.
我知道这一天不是所有的妇女都很快乐的一天。
Children are a gift from the Lord.
我们的儿童是神给的礼物。
And it's His choice when He gives children.
是主的选择，主的主权，他有没有给我们孩子
？But all of us have had mothers.
但是我们每一个人都是有妈的。
And so we celebrate mothers today.
所以我们今天就在这里庆祝母亲节。
We have the very best model of loving a mother when we watch how Jesus treated his mother in John 19:25-27.
我们这里有一个最好的这个榜样，就是耶稣基督是怎样对他的妈妈的。
This is Jesus dying on the cross, and rather than think about himself, he is thinking about his mother.
这就是耶稣基督在十字架上死的时候，那个时候他没有想到自己，而想到的就是他妈妈。
John says, "But standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas and Mary Magdalene."
站在耶稣十字架旁边的有他母亲与他母亲的姐妹，并格罗丢的妻子玛利亚和抹大拉的玛利亚。
And when Jesus saw his mother,
当耶稣基督看见他母亲
and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby,
和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边
he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son."
就对他母亲说，母亲，原文做妇人，看你的儿子。
And then he said to his disciple, "Behold your mother."
又对他的门徒说，看你的母亲。
And from that hour, the disciple took her home to be part of his home.
从那以后，那门徒就接他到自己的家里去了。
It's important to note that Jesus was a command to his dedicated disciple.
你知道，耶稣基督是特意对他这位门徒下的这个命令。
Probably more of a request.
更像一个要求。
But because this disciple loved Jesus, he obeyed him, and he took Jesus' mother home to live in his own household.
但是这个因为这个门徒很爱耶稣，他就遵行了他的命令，然后把耶稣的母亲接到他家里与他同住。
This is not a cultural mandate to care for one's mother.
这个不是这个这个传统上的一个要求，就是照顾别人的妈妈。
This is not Confucian philosophy.
这也不是我们孔夫子的一个哲学。
This is a divine wish and a commandment to honor and care for one's mother.
这个是一个神圣的基督徒的一个遵从这个主的命令，然后照顾和尊重另外一个母亲。
And when Jesus gives that command and request to a follower of his,
当耶稣基督给了这个他一个门徒的这样的命令。
It is the best motivation to go ahead and take care of mothers.
这就是那个门徒最最重要的一个原因，去照顾别人的妈妈。
Henry Ward Beecher said, "The mother's heart is the child's schoolroom."
有一个人叫 Henry Ward， 他一个 Beecher， 他说，母亲的心就是儿童的教室。
And in that great sinless heart of Jesus was his care room.For his mother.
在那个我们的耶稣基督没有罪的纯洁的心里面就是他母亲的他母亲的教室。
And so we love, as Christians, we love our mothers because Christ first loved us and he loves our mothers.
我们作为基督徒，我们爱我的母亲，因为我们的耶稣基督最先爱了我们，所以我们也爱我们的母亲。
So for the real Christians here this morning, love Christ first and deeply, and then you'll be able to love your mothers.
作为我们今天在座的基督徒，我们要最先爱我们的主耶稣基督，然后我们就会爱我们的母亲。
Let me pray for the mothers here today.
让我在这里为今天在座的母亲祷告。
Father in heaven, we have all had earthly mothers.
天上的父啊，我们在地上都有母亲。
You gave them to us without any mistakes.
你把我们的母亲给我们，一点没有错误。
And we bless you for the wisdom for the mother that you gave to us.
我们祝福你给我们有这样的智慧，你给了我们这样的母亲。
For the mothers here today, I pray that they will never let anything else.Dominate their lives, except Jesus.
我今天为我们在座的母亲祷告，我们的母亲在这里不会有任何的事情在那里主导他们的生活，除了主耶稣基督之外。
I pray for the mothers here today that they will not lift their children up to become idols.
我们在这里祷告，我们的母亲也不会把他们的儿童高举，变成他们的偶像。
But that they will view their children as potential disciples of Christ.
我们这些母亲会把他们的儿童看成将来可能的主的门徒。
From the various challenges and destructions in the world system today coming against mothers.
我们在这个社会上有很多的毁坏的破坏的事情在那里反对我们的母亲。
We pray for daily strength for the mothers.
我们在这里祷告，我们的母亲每天都有力量。
We pray for daily wisdom for the mothers.
我们在这里祷告，我们的母亲每天都有智慧。
We thank you for mothers today, and Lord, we pray that they will have a blessing from you today.
我们谢谢主，我们的母亲今天能够得主的祝福。
That will fill them with purposes to go on in this life.
让他们每天在这个今生有这个目的。
Thanking you again for our mothers.
谢谢我们在座的所有的母亲。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen. Brothers and sisters, before I teach from the Word today, I feel I want to introduce myself or reintroduce myself to those who don't know me.
今天我在讲正道之前我要介绍一下我自己，不管你们知不知道我自己，我要或者再重新介绍一下。
For somewhere between 15 and 20 years, I have been a friend and been invited guest to bring the word of God here at ECC.
过去15到20年之间，我有时候或者是经常被邀请到我们的这个教会 ECCC 做一个客座的讲员。
In all those years when ECCC leadership invited me, no leader ever told me what to preach on, and no leader ever forbid me from speaking on a particular subject.
在这个一段在这么多年中间，没有一个我们教会的 ECCC 的这个领导让这个这个 Dick 讲什么或者不讲什么，没有什么要求。我真是很感谢对我的信任。
The leaders have always let me have the liberty of seeking the Lord's face and His mind on His topics that He wants to teach.
这个教会的领袖一直让我有自己的从神来的智慧来选择这个要讲的题目。
I deeply appreciate that trust.
我真的是很感谢我们这个教会对我的信任。
Now I believe that if I had strayed away from the Word of God, they would have corrected me.
我想如果我从神的话语偏离神的话语的话，他们会来纠正我。
And that is my ongoing accountability and protective measure for the body of Christ, that they will correct me if I'm off.
这个我相信这个就是我能够信靠的，就是如果我有偏离神的话语的话，我的弟兄姐妹会在这里纠正我。
And when I teach here amongst Chinese people,
当我在这个中国人的团体中讲道的时候，
I don't see you and me, them, the Chinese people and me.
我不是这样看，你们是中国人，我不是中国人。
I know because by blood tests and by DNA tests, I know for sure that my great-great-grandfather, Wang Chou, came from Guangzhou.
但是第二点呢，除了这些原因之外呢，我从这个我的血液的测试，我的 DNA 的测试，我很清楚我的祖先是有一个人叫王仇的人。是从广州来的。
He came to build the railroad in the late 1860s, and he finished that railroad up to Utah.
他在我的这个祖先呢，他到这里来造铁路，在1860年的时候造铁路，一直造到这个铁路造到犹他这个地方。
And about 1870, he went down to the Hawaiian Islands where I grew up.
他1870年的时候，我这个祖先呢，就到这个夏威夷去了，就是我在长大的那个地方。
And in 1872, Wang Chou married into my mother's side of the family.
在1872年的时候，这个王厨的人呢，他结婚的婚姻呢，是在我们母亲的那一边的。
And he died in 19.
不是，他那时候结婚，他就是在我母亲的那边的祖先。1872年的时候。
And I have visited his grave in the Chinese cemetery where he died in 1911.
他在1911年的时候去世了。我在夏威夷的时候参观过他的墓地。
So when I say I have 6% Chinese blood, I can prove it.
我说我有大概6%的中国人的血液的话，我可以证明这个事情的。
So in some ways, 我是中国人。
所以就是在如果严格讲，我是中国人，在一些方面来讲，我是中国人。
And the years that we worked in mainland China and the summers that we went to work there really helped me be less than a tourist.
我去过中国工作过几年，也有几个夏天去那里教过书，我真是觉得我就是中国人。
I say that as background, and I say that because today's topic that the Lord has confirmed for me is on lying.
我说这个故事的原因，今天就是因为我要讲的道呢，是神指引我要讲的，就是我要讲的道呢，是有关这个撒谎这个事情。
And it's not me, the teacher, saying this to you, it's the Lord saying what he wants to say about lying to all of us.
不是我作为一个教师说要给大家说今天要讲这个题目，是我们的神主耶稣基督感动我要讲这个题目。
And I pray that you'll listen well and weigh the words and receive what is true.
希望大家能够仔细地听，然后衡量一下这个主讲的话语，然后知道什么是真的。
I also pray that if you choose to reject what you hear, that God will be gracious to you and keep on teaching you what He wants you to know about lying.
我希望大家今天能够仔细地听，但是如果神感动你说你要拒绝这样的话语的话，我也希望神能够对你有恩典，然后继续教你，让你知道神想要你知道是什么是对的。
So it might seem strange to go from loving mothers over to lying.
看上去很奇怪啊！我刚才的话题是我们爱母亲，然后现在要讲什么是撒谎这个事情。
But I know this for sure. Every one of us here has lied at least once to our mothers in our lifetime.
有一件事情我是肯定的，就是我们这里所有的人至少在一生中有一次是对你的母亲撒过谎的。
And if we developed a bad habit of keeping on lying to our mothers, it must have grieved their hearts.
如果我们有这样一个坏习惯，越来越多的坏习惯，就是对我们的母亲撒谎的话，我们的母亲会很伤心的。
And so, if you look at the outline, lying in the Bible, I'm going to give you some examples of lying in the Bible.
今天我们要讲的这个标题就是说，在圣经中撒谎这个事情，我要给大家讲一些圣经中撒谎的故事。
Brother, the Holy Bible, God's errorless word, is the most insightful and honest and most accurate book that has ever been written.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的圣经就是神毫无错误的话，是最神最真实的、最有意义的，而是最准确的话。这个是神所讲的。
The Bible does not hide examples of sin from any readers.
圣经并不隐藏这个有关罪的这个事情。
Sin is always exposed, and the lessons that can be learned will free a person from the trappings of sin.
这个罪恶，这个罪在这个圣经中可以所写的，可以让每个人他从罪里面能够得解脱出来，因为他这个圣经是这样详细的描述了这个罪。
Lying is defined in the Bible as an intentional violation of the truth.
这个撒谎在圣经中是这样定义的，它是有意的在那里扭曲这个事实。
Lying results in a false statement made with a deliberate intention to deceive.
这个撒谎就是说他要特意做一个假的见证，这个见证就是有这个有意的欺骗的事实。
And silence, in other words, not using words at the wrong time, can also be a form of lying.
如果说你寂寞不语，但是你是撒谎的话，也是一种撒谎的形式。
All lies in the Bible are strongly condemned.
在圣经中，所有的撒谎都是很强烈的被咒诅的。
We see this, for example, in 1 Timothy 1:9 and 10, and liars are included in the list, which includes a long list.
我们在提摩太前书一章九节中是有这样一个例子，所以就是这个在很列出来的很多的这些坏的事情中间，撒谎是其中之一。
In that long list, liars and perjurers, those who lie in court.Are included in that long list.
在这个长长的单子中间，那些撒谎的，或者是法院上面做假见证的，就是撒谎的，他们都在这个单子上列出来。
And in Revelation 21, the new heaven and earth are described. The holy city of God and holy God Himself will dwell among His peoples.
在启示录二十一章中，这个新天新地在那里就描写出来，这个神的圣城和圣洁的神他自己就住在他的名中间。
And it says, and nothing unclean, and no one who practices abomination and lying, shall ever come into it, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
他这里这样写，21:27，凡不洁净的，并那行可证，虚谎之事的，总不得进那城。只有名字写在羔羊生命册上的，才得进去。
So there will be no habitual, unrepentant liars in heaven.
所以在这个天堂中间，绝对不可能有那些不悔改的，或者是这些习惯性的撒谎的人在里面。
So only those who are born again in Christ and cleansed by His blood, and recorded as forgiven and admissible in Christ's book of life, they will be the ones who will be present in heaven with Him.
只有那些是在基督中重生得救的，然后被基督的宝血洁净了的，然后就是在生命册上在那里有记载的，已经被原谅的，才可以在天国中。
If you are sick and tired of society's filthiness, in heaven there will be no form of uncleanness.
如果你在这个世界上已经很厌烦这个污秽，在天国中，他那个就不会有这个不清洁的事情。
It will be a perfect, holy, clean place to spend eternity, made possible only by the blood of Christ.
只有耶稣基督能够使这个使我们成为一个圣洁的、清洁的，然后在那里才能得到永生。
And Revelation 22:15 also shows this picture that Christ cleaned people will enter into the holy city's gates.
在启示录22:15节中也这样，有这样一幅图画，耶稣基督清洁了那些要进入天国的人。
And it says, outside the gates are the dogs, the sorcerers, and the immoral persons, and the murderers, and the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices lying.
22:15是这样讲到，城外有那些犬类，行邪术的，淫乱的，杀人的，拜偶像的，并一切喜好说谎话，编造谎言的。
Those who love and practice lying will be outside of the gates.
那些喜欢撒谎的人就在天国的天国的门外。
And so a lifetime of practicing and loving lying without repenting and seeking forgiveness puts a person in a very dangerous situation eternally.
如果你一生中喜爱或者是在那里不停的撒谎，是就会被挡在天国之外。
Brothers and sisters, be very careful not to let little white lies become patterns of strong and addictive and compulsive lying that will grow into a monstrous form of addiction.
弟兄姐妹们，大家要小心，不要让那些无意的小的谎言，然后逐渐演变成一个习惯性的，然后不由自主的撒谎，这些行为的话会逐渐成长，然后变成一个像鬼魔一样大的一生的就是不停的撒谎。
Brothers, the good news is that every one of us has lied.
好消息就是我们每个人都撒过谎。
In the Bible, some of the examples of men who lied were Abraham, Isaac, and King David.
在圣经中有一些例子是说，有些男人他们撒过谎的是这些人，一个是亚伯拉罕，一个是以撒，还有一个就是大卫王。
And the biblical examples of women who lied include the Hebrew midwives and Michael, King David's wife. She lied too.
在这里圣经中有一些妇女是撒过谎的，第一个就是希伯来人的接生婆。第二个就是大卫王的妻子，一个叫米甲的。
In Genesis, even a mother, Rebecca, ordered her own son Jacob to lie and deceive her husband and his father by pretending to be his brother Esau and thereby stealing his own brother's inheritance.
其实在利百家也是这样，他也撒谎，他让他的儿子雅各去撒谎，然后对他的丈夫和他对他雅各的父亲撒谎，然后就把他哥哥以扫的这个长子的权利也偷了来。
Brothers and sisters, you may say, Lao An, Brother Dick, don't you have any good news today?
弟兄姐妹会说，老安啊，你今天有没有什么给我们讲一些好的消息啊？
On this topic, probably not.
但是这个题目的话，大概不能。
But I'd like you to do this with it. Would you rise and go to Acts chapter 5, please?
大家请起立，我们来读一段圣经，这个是《使徒行传》第五章。
Okay, I would like the Chinese readers who are very strong in volume to read Acts 5, 1 through 11.
我们希望中文的，因为很多人都是讲中文的，大家读这个《使徒行传》五章一到十一节。
I will not read the English translation verses, but I'll tell enough of the plot that you'll get it.
我不会在这里再读这个英文的，整个再读一遍，但是我会讲一些这个背景，让大家知道这个故事。
The book of Acts is not only the book of the Acts of the Apostles, but it's the book of the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
我们这里使徒行传，这个使徒行传这本书。 不是讲的使徒们的这个事情，而是讲的是圣灵的事情。
We are still living in that spirit and that flow of the book of Acts because the Holy Spirit is definitely alive, well, and working today amongst those who love Him.
今天我们还是在这个使徒行传里面所讲的圣灵的指引下面，圣灵充满的下面，这个使徒行传。 讲的不单单是使徒的事情，更重要的讲的是圣灵的工作。
And brothers and sisters, what I want to encourage you is, this is not just history where we say, wow, that was a wonderful church back then.
我们这里所讲的就不是单单讲的是历史的故事，我们会讲，哦，那个是个很好的教会啊，实在是非常好。
Instead, you might say, wow, is what I read in the book of Acts normal Christianity? Expected for us today?
我在这里，我就是说，我们会有时候会惊讶，那个《使徒行传》里面描写的这个教会，是不是就是我们今天该有的教会的样子呢？
So as God's Holy Spirit is working with people, with Christians, and forming a holy community, there was enormous unity among the body of Christ.
那个时候这个教会是神的圣灵在那里行的大能，是我们是那个教会在那里这样的团结形成了这样一个一个属灵的教会。
And I want you to think, when non-Christians, non-believers see this kind of living where the Holy Spirit is shaping values and priorities,What would the non-Christian think?
大家想一想，如果是一个非基督徒的话，看见这样一个现实，这个圣灵在里面做工，把这个教会变成了这样一个样子的团结的教会，那些非基督徒会怎样想呢？
So the believers here are described as being of one heart and one soul, and not one of them claimed that anything belonging to him was his own.But all things were common property to them.
那时候那些信徒是这样描述的，在《使徒行传》四章三十二节，那许多信的人都是一心一意的，没有一人说他的东西有一样是自己的，都是大家公用。
And great power and abundant grace was upon all of the believers.
神的大能和巨大的恩典在那个所有的信徒身上 都降在他们的身上。
And the Holy Spirit was able to transform believers to share lovingly and to focus on the needs of other people.
那个圣灵使 那时候的弟兄姐妹每一个人都能够都受了大大的 感动，能够把自己的爱和自己的和关注别人的需要。
And all believers pictured were voluntarily selling their land and or their homes, taking the sales procedures and giving that to the apostles so that the apostles could distribute to anybody who had needs, especially to the poor.
那些信徒们都是自愿的把自己的田财把自己的房屋然后卖掉，把卖掉的钱交给使徒，然后使徒能够分给那些有需要的弟兄姐妹。
The selling of lands or homes was voluntary by the Christian.
这个有关卖田产的事情和房屋的事情都是自愿的。
And it worked because the believers who loved God, loved Christ and surrendered to the Holy Spirit's transforming power, they could do this.
这个事情是成就了，因为那些弟兄姐妹那些信徒们都是很爱神，然后爱基督，然后他们愿意降服在圣灵的改变下面，然后就做了这样的自愿的事情。
As a result, there were no needy people in their community. No one was on welfare assistance.
因为这个事情，所以他们那里就所有的弟兄都有了得了所需的，没有人是靠着社会的福利而过生活。
What is pictured in the book of Acts is not socialism and it's not communism.
这个在使徒行传里面所描述的这个图画不是社会主义也不是共产主义。
This is not humanism with good works thrown in.
这也不是这个就是爱人的主义，然后有一些好的行为。
This is Holy Spirit power and empowerment for believers.
这个是圣灵的大力的工作，是这个圣灵给了人有强大的力量，然后做了这样的事情。
This is not a government or state program.
这个也不是国家的或者是就是政府的一个事情，一个工作一个计划。
This is what is possible when Christians cooperate and come under the full guidance and power of the Holy Spirit. This is what it looks like. No needy people, nobody claiming it's their own stuff.
这个是基督徒一起在圣灵的指引下面所做的一个完全一个大的事情，大能。
This is not just history.
这个也不是只是历史的故事。
Now, brothers and sisters, can you imagine what the non-believers thought of this Christian community when they saw this happening and there were no needy people because the Christians were meeting those. Can you imagine what the non-Christian community is thinking?
大家可能够想象吗？那些非基督徒看见这样一个基督徒一个团体，他们里面都是得到供应，没有缺乏的。
I've been trying to picture this in my mind in Tukwila, where we live, with many, many, many different diverse nationalities. I've been trying to picture what would it look like if our church began to reach this level of being able to share without being angry.Share voluntarily. What would it look like to our Tukwila community?
我这住在一个地方叫 Tukwila 那个地方，那个地方有很多不同的种的人，也不同的背景的人。我不能想象，如果是那些非基督徒看见我们基督徒在那里有这样一个团体，互相帮助，这样一个共同分享这样一个团体。
I think what would happen in part would be there would be people coming into our church doors.That we have never seen before.
我想，如果是那样的话，我们教会的门就有一些人进来，那些人我们以前从来没有见过。
And they might be coming because of impure motives, but they would be coming.
他们有可能进来的这个动机并不纯，但是他们会进来。
And that is what we're facing in our church of about 100 members. We are facing.A new thing that God, we believe, is doing in our building and in the Tukwila community.
Yeah.
We're very excited to see what that looks like.
我在那个教会就是差不多100个人的小教会。如果是那样的话，我们就知道圣灵就住在我们里面，神就行了神迹。
But remember again, this is voluntary. Nobody is making the Christians do this. It's voluntary.Because the Holy Spirit is working in the hearts and minds of some believers.
Yeah, 弟兄姐妹们，大家要知道，这个事情是完全自愿的。这个自愿是因为圣灵在里面做工，然后弟兄姐妹就做了这样的事情。
So there comes in Acts 4:36, a man named Barnabas, whose name means encouragement.
在《使徒行传》10:36有这样一描述，有一个有一个人叫巴拿巴，有一个利未人，生在居比路，名叫约瑟，使徒称他为巴拿巴。
And he fulfills his name encouragement by selling his property and giving it to the apostles to distribute to the needy.
他真的是做了这样一个事情，就是说他是有这个名字，就是要叫做劝慰子，他真的。就是把他的自己的一片田然后卖了，然后把卖了的钱放在这个使徒的面前，然后他使徒们就可以把这个钱分给有需要的人。
So we know it's possible. There are people, and now Barnabas, a leader, who is going to encourage the kingdom of God to grow by selling his property and giving all the proceeds to be distributed. We know it's possible because it's recorded here for us.
Yeah, 所以那时候就有一些弟兄，其中就是这个就是巴拿巴，他成了他有一个名号，就是劝慰子，他鼓励别人。他通过这样圣灵的感动，卖了他的田地来劝慰了，来鼓励了别的弟兄。
Okay, brothers and sisters, I want to ask you, what does this word spell? M O M.
大家知道这个 M O M 是怎样拼的吗？
You saw it with the kids, right?
孩子刚才说了，就是妈妈这个词。
What does B-U-T spell?
B-U-T 是怎样拼呢？
B-U-T.
But.
But.
但是。
First word in chapter 5, but.
第一个字在第五节里面，第五章里面就是但是。
You know it's coming.
大家知道这个事就这个事情就来了。
You know there's going to be somebody who's going to push back and say, but.
那就是有人就会说不，不这样。
But, and then comes the excuses.
然后就有这个理由了。
You know it's coming, and here it is. But a man named Ananias with his wife Sapphira sold a piece of property. So here's going to be the contrast and the. But
大家看到第五节第五章里面就这样说，但是有一个人叫做亚拿尼亚和他的妻子撒拉撒菲拉卖了钱财，大家知道这就来了这个拒绝的理由，就是不赞同的理由。
The husband's name Ananias means the Lord is gracious、
他的丈夫的这个名字叫亚拿尼亚，这个名字呢就是神是有恩典的。
His wife Sapphira's name means beautiful，
他的妻子撒菲拉的名字的意思就是很美丽。
And what they now do with their actions and attitudes is ungracious and ugly。
但是他们的行为看出来他们的名字与他名字并不符，他们的行为是不没有恩典，而且是丑陋的。
So they sell their property, they sell their land, and they take the proceedsAnd they have a plan.、
他们卖了他们的田产，他们得了这个钱，但是他们留了一部分，他们有自己有一个计划。
Now they had said they're in the community and will share all things in common. They agreed they were living in there, they were going to do this, so they voluntarily sold their land.
他在里这个团体中间，他们都答应他们要把所有的田产卖了，然后大家一起分享这样的这个钱财。
But before they got to the apostles to give the money of the sales, they agreed privately to embezzle some of the funds.
这个但在他们把他们的钱交给这个使徒之前，他们就是私下就决定要挪用一部分。
They embezzled by agreement and then they pretended.They pretended to the apostles and worse to the Lord that they were bringing all of the profits. So now they're pretending.
他们自己私下同意，私下两个人商量要挪用一部分，但是他们把这个钱交给使徒以后，他们就是对使徒说，他们把自己所有的钱财都捐献了出来。
So this husband-wife team are lying and then they are deceiving, they're fooling, they're trying to fool the apostles.And they're also trying to fool the community of believers.
Yeah, 他们在那里撒谎，他们就是有意的欺骗这个使徒，然后也做了在这个他们的这个团体里面，他们做了一个假的见证。
They are creating a false impression of who they really are.
他在那里给大家一个假象，他们是怎样的人。
And they are hoping that the apostles and the community will fall for their lying.
他也希望他们的这个他们的使徒和他的这个团体在那里也会给接受他们的这个撒谎。
And you've read it in Chinese, the chilling account of the sudden deaths of Ananias and his wife make us face the fact that God deals with sin, especially church members' deceit.And church members' lack of integrity. He deals with that.
当我们读到这个他们两个人突然死掉，被神击打死掉之后，我们就意识到这个事实，神会对付我们的罪，特别是对付我们这些教会的成员，如果是有意犯罪和没有廉洁这个事情。
Sometimes it looks like God is not dealing with it, but He is dealing with it. Perhaps He's giving time for a person to repent and change course.
有时候我们觉得，哎，神大概没有在对付我们，但是大家要知道，神有时候是给大家一个恩典，有时间让你能够悔改，能够改变自己的行为。
And one lesson we can take is if God is preserving the integrity of His community that the gospel has produced.Then we can have increased confidence that the truthfulness of God's message is sure. He's protecting His word and His promises. He's protecting the integrity of the community of believers who cooperate with Him.
如果神做工在那里能让这个神的话在你基督徒里面做工，然后能够 保持这个我们基督徒的连结的话，我们就能够学到神通过这样的事情能够增加我们让我们知道神所学，让我们知道我们所学之道都是确实的。
This is very bad news for people who take a casual approach to coming into the community of God.
如果有人只是想随心所欲的就能够认为随心所欲就能进神的国的话，你会发现这就是对你来说就是一个坏消息了。
And Peter exposes the fraud.
彼得在那里把这个谎言揭穿了。
Whether he heard it by people gossiping,
不管是他通过别人传给他的小道消息，
or he read it on Ananias's face,
或者他从亚拿尼亚的脸上看出来了，
or the Holy Spirit gave him a word of knowledge, however he did, he exposed the falseness.
或者是圣灵给他一个启示让他知道这个事情，不管怎样彼得在那里揭穿了这个谎言。
And he asked him the why question. The Apostle Peter asked Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart with the purposes of lying to the Holy Spirit and embezzling money that should have gone to the poor and the needy? Why did you lie?
彼得在那里问了，为什么彼得问亚拿尼亚，为什么撒旦充满了你的心，叫你欺哄圣灵，把田地的价值私自留下几分呢？
Ananias and his wife have somehow opened up the doors for Satan to come in now into their heart and attack their values and their mind and their trust. He's attacking now. He's in. He's got the password and he's into their lives.
不知道怎样，亚拿尼亚和他的妻子那个时候就把他们的心门对撒旦打开了，他撒旦就进入他们的心，在那里侵占了他们的心，然后攻击了他们。
And now Peter exposes the fact that the spiritual battle is Satan now attacking Christ's church from within.
彼得这时候就揭露出来这个属灵的征战，撒旦从教会的里面开始攻击你们。
Satan has already attacked Christ's followers by attacks against Judas, who let him in, and Peter, who let him in but didn't allow him to stay.
撒旦已经攻击了这个基督使徒们。那个时候，撒旦攻击了犹大就让这个撒旦控制了。然后撒旦也攻击了彼得，但是彼得没有被神所控制。
And so Satan is exposed as the father of lies, John 8:34.
撒旦就是我们所知道的，他是说谎之人的父，是约翰福音8:44里面这样讲的。
And brothers and sisters, as Christians, we know Satan will come and attack us. He will try to gain entrance to our heart. So the word says, above all else, guard your heart, because from it it's going to come the issues of life.
Yeah.我们弟兄姐妹们，我们作为基督徒，我们知道撒旦会来攻击我们，他会来攻击我们的心，所以我们的心要注意，要不让这个撒旦来攻击。
Ananias thought he had full control of the money. Now the money has full control of Ananias.
这个亚拿尼亚认为他能够完全这个控制这个钱财，但是这个钱财现在控制了这个亚拿尼亚。
And Scripture warns that if you have an ongoing craving.To be rich, be very careful because the examples of drifting away from the faith is very large when the desire is to be very rich. It's a very dangerous craving.
如果你有这个渴望想要变成很富有的话，大家要小心，因为这个有渴望富有的心会让你的心从神那里然后移走，然后你就会慢慢被这个心所控制。
So he asked him again, why did you do it? Why did you lie?And suddenly, Ananias falls down and he dies right there in front of the apostle. Kaboom.
这个彼得就问你为什么要做这样的事呢？然后大家知道这个结果就是亚拿尼亚突然就死了，就死在使徒的脚前。
The Greeks have a special word for this, and it describes death as a result of divine judgment.
这个希腊文有专门的一个字，就是在描述这个事情，这个字就是说突然被神审判而击杀。
And you've seen it in Acts 5, you've seen it in Judges. God can do this and he has done this upon certain occasions.
Yeah. 我们在这个圣经上其他地方，使徒行传啊，士师记啊，都有这样的描述，都看见有这个字，就是神有时候会做这样的审判，然后有这样的事情发生。
God has watched the heart has crossed the line, the heart is not repenting, God calls it, and it is called in the Jewish thought, death by the hands of heaven.
神就是看仔细看这样的事情，看你的心，如果你这个心如果过了这条神所画的线的话，就是有这样一个惩罚，就是从天上的手来叫你死。
And death at the hands of heaven was a penalty that was recognized in the Old Testament and the Jewish law. They knew that that was a possibility, and especially the leaders needed to be careful.
天国的手的审判是在旧约中和犹太人之中，他们都知道这样的事情，所以他们不管是他们的领袖们就特别小心这个事情。
So brothers and sisters, here comes the wife. The husband is taken out and buried quickly, unceremoniously, not an honorable burial. Here comes his wife 3 hours later. Maybe she was a Magomchi, I don't know where she was. But she was out for 3 hours. Here she comes back. She does not know that her husband has been struck dead.
Yeah. 他这个，然后这个故事呢，就到他的妻子，就是 Sophia 回来，是3个小时以后才回来。她不知道她丈夫已死，不管这个 Sophia 是出去干什么，买东西啊，或者是做其他什么事情，但是她就回来了。然后她并不知道她的丈夫就被神击杀了。
So Peter asks her, "Was this all the prophets?"
彼得那时候就问这个 Sophia 说："这是不是所有的钱你们所得的？"
And she chooses to lie right to him. Boom.
他这个舍菲拉就选择接着撒谎，然后立即就知道，嘣一下子，他也被击杀了。
And guess what? Guess what?
然后大家猜猜怎么样呢？
Destruction from heaven on her, kaboom, gone.
然后天上的手，然后击杀了。
I don't think it sounded like kaboom, but when she hit the ground, it might have been kaboom.
那不知道这个声音是不是对，但是他倒在地上的话，肯定就嘣一下发一个声音。
They take her out, bury her next to her husband, no ceremony, great dishonor, and they bury her, and they're gone. The community has been cleaned of two people who lied to the Holy Spirit, and to God, and to the leaders, and to the people.
他们就被抬出去，那个就是草草埋葬，也不举行这个纪念仪式，然后这个基督徒的团体就被完全的洁净了，这两个人被清除了。
When I arrived in mainland China many years ago, I learned that, boy, there are lots of Chinese proverbs. Wow.
我几年前去中国的时候，我才意识到，哦，中国有那么多的成语。
There's a proverb for everything.
这每一个事情都有个成语。
And so when they gave the proverb, I think it's about monkey, you punish one to warn 100.
他们有这个一个成语，就是杀一儆百，是有关这个猴子的事情。
Oh, that's an interesting proverb.
这个是很有趣的一个成语。
And so when we would see mostly men taken away public execution, we understood when they were in that truck being escorted to be shot that they were punishing them as a warning for the many others.
We were doing the same thing. Amen? 我们就知道那个时候我们看见有个杀一儆百的事情，就是有人被这个囚车啊，就公开的就去押到刑场去了。我知道，哦，原来他们是要惩罚这一个人，然后的警告其他的人。
Punish one to warn 100. Come correct me if I have the numbers wrong.
就是杀了一个，然后就警告100个。
Now, what good came of this? What was the good that came of this?
大家知道这个是有什么好处呢？
Listen, great fear and respect came upon the Jewish Christians and the ones who watched this.
你知道这个后面就讲了，这个就是这个基督徒的这个团体就大大的恐惧，大大的惊恐，其他人也知道是怎样神的惩罚。
And when there is great respect for the holiness of God, and the sovereign, when that is happening, especially among the believers, there is beautiful soil for the Lord to grow what he wants to grow.
在这里有极大的恐惧，也有极大的极大的尊对神的尊重，就在那个团体中出现了。然后我们就知道，就有一个很好的土，就让那些圣灵的工作可以做工。
Brothers and sisters, I have an external monitor, a clock. I know where it's at. I see it. I see it.
我看差不多时间也不早了，我知道那边有时间。
And I also have an internal clock.
我自己里面也有一个钟。
And so I'm really close to ending.
我差不多快要讲完了。
Let me give you the lessons. On the application, I say beware. The Holy Spirit is creating Christ's holy church. Be careful how you come to it.
Yeah. 我在这里做的一个应用的是这样讲的，圣灵建造了神的基督的圣洁的教会，如果大家来这里的话要非常的小心。
Here's the lessons. For Christians today, there is always the temptation to just enjoy the love and the grace of God.
今天我们的基督徒总有这样一个愿望，就是有这样一个诱惑，就是说我们来里面就是来享受神的爱和享受神的恩典。
Enjoy, enjoy, but not face the consequences of continued sinning without repentance, without confession, without forgiveness, and then not being restored to God. We need to be very careful of that state in our lives.
要知道我们如果有这样一些行为，就是接着犯罪不悔改，不承认，然后也然后轻易的就原谅自己的罪，然后就这样的话就有很严重的后果。
One application lesson is clear. God will not be mocked.
第一个要紧的功课就是学神是不能嘲弄的。
Galatians 6, 7, and 8, God will not be mocked.
加拉太书六章七到八节，神是不能嘲弄的。
Never think he doesn't see.
不要想神没有看见这个事情。
Never think he doesn't care about sin.
不要认为神不在乎你做什么。
And never say I got lots of time to change.
不要认为你有很多时间可以改变。
Christians, we need to get a hold clearly that Christ's true church cannot be violated regularly with selfish hypocrisy. He will not continue to let that go.
我们的基督徒，我们要知道我们的教会是不能被欺哄的，因为你不能假冒伪善，神是不可欺骗的。
So it is wise to discipline and to guard Christ's true church so it remains unified and pure and has God-pleasing integrity.
如果是聪明的话，就应该保护神的教会是能够一直纯洁，一直团结的，然后有神的所喜悦的廉政的一个教会。
For the visitors, for the non-Christians who are here, this is a warning.
我们今天在这里的朋友们，或者你是来参观的，大家就应该知道这是神的一个警告。
And I say this carefully.
我在这里很小心地说这个话。
But I say it.
但是我还是说了。
The Church of Jesus Christ is not a shopping mall.
我们基督徒的教会，这个教会不是购物中心。
The Church of Christ is not an entity that you come in and shop and take what you want and then go home.
这里教会不是你进来买东西，然后买了之后，然后就拿走了，就回家去了。
It is not a shopping mall.
这不是一个购物中心。
So we need to think carefully, why do we come together amongst the people of God who are sinners but saved and sinners who are undergoing Holy Spirit transformation. When you come into that group, we need to be very careful of our motives when we come.
Yeah, 所以我们基督徒，我们要到这个教会来，应该知道我们本是罪人，我们这里都是罪人，我们只是被神所拯救的罪人，也很多都是在这里接着改变自己，受圣灵的感动。
Your church here and my church in Tukwila are undergoing the transformation of the power of the Holy Spirit, and He is creating a holy community.
我们这个教会和我在塔克维拉的教会都是受圣灵的感动，我们正在那里改变，变成使我们的教会变成一个纯洁的，然后圣洁的教会。
Be careful when you come, that you are a wise and listening participant.
当你来这个教会的时候，要大家要有智慧，然后我们在这里能够学。
Listening to what the Spirit of God is saying to the churches.So that we can live victoriously in our earthly life.
仔细听圣灵对我们所说的话，然后我们在地上就能够一个活一个得胜的生活。
Brothers and sisters, 够了。
Enough. 好了，够了。今天我讲的够了。
Thank you for listening.
谢谢大家的听，我是。